Oh, here they come. Do not worry, I will deal with them.
Oh, of course, it's you again.
Detective Rose.
Crow? So, you were involved in this?
Yes, as part of an operation under Para M, who you know is authorized to operate with lethal force according to, Section 3 of the Counter-Criminal Contractor Provision of the San Sequestro Urban Security Act.
Yeah, I'm aware. What about her? Who's she?
She is employed by the Para M Corporation and is authorized to operate with lethal force.
I can't just take your word for it. Ma'am, I'll need to see your documents. They really sent you on a lethal mission on your very first day? Para M really is ruthless. Looks like everything checks out. You can have these documents back, but word to the wise, I'd get out of this business if I were you. It's dirty work, and I'm sure you know what happened to Crow's last two partners. What's the saying again? Third time's a charm? Or was it bad luck comes in threes? I can't remember.
You have said enough, Detective.
Listen, ma'am, if you ever want to get out of Para M, the San Sequestro PD is hiring.
We get the job done.
You know, Crow, one of these days, I'm going to arrest you. Too bad I won't be able to book you until I figure out your last name.
That is good. I am like Chair.
Okay, Chair. I'm going to clean up your mess. I'll be back at Param to collect your end of the paperwork. Don't forget it this time.
If I have to. He is not so bad. Less bad than other San Sequestro police. He used to hate me. Now I think he hates me a little less. So, did you enjoy your first day at work? I know, you did not expect to see action that fast. Our job is not to file paperwork. Our job is to fight. Do you have a car at the office? I can drive you home, if you like.
Hey, watch it, asshole!
sorry. I forget the rules sometimes. I do not have one of those cards with my face on it. Yes. Driver's license. Do not worry about it. I have driven cars since I was 7. At least when my tribe had gasoline. This is the street, right? Stay. For what? I can stay for a drink. I will have water. This is a good house. No couch, no TV. It is perfect. Oh, you haven't finished moving in yet. Shame. This house is good. No furniture. More room for moving. Water is perfect. It's so simple. Adding anything to it would ruin it. I love tap water. When I was a boy, we used to have to venture far to find water that wasn't contaminated. Water pipes are one of the few things that I like about the New World. Sometimes I almost miss when the city was a wasteland. There is no place for me in it. Everything is fake. In the wasteland, we struggled, but it was real. Life was hard, but there were no abstractions ruling your life. We traded the struggle against hunger and raiders and beasts for a struggle with credit scores and electricity bills and contracts. Struggles against man-made things that you can't touch or see. There is only one place for me. It is in the fray. Once things turn to violence, all the rules and abstractions of civilization melt away. You get to be alive again. You can be a real human being. An animal. Oh, sorry if I seemed distracted for a moment there. I was just looking at your tapes. It made me remember that I forgot to give your Hall & Oates tape back. Do you collect these? You have a lot of them. Oh, nothing. I'm just looking to see if I recognize any of these songs. Oh! This is a good one. It's still wrapped in plastic. Have you never played it? This is Buddy Holly. My parents salvaged some of his music when I was a boy. We'd play it whenever we could generate enough electricity for the old record player. I have not heard the songs on this tape, though. Let me try and figure it out. There! I did it! This is a little different from the music I know him for. It's slower. I do still enjoy his voice. This reminds you of music that you danced to at, what was that word? I do not know what a prom is. Oh, I never went to school. By the time that the city had begun to be built, I was practically a man. I didn't see an electric light bulb until I was 19 years old. I still learned a few things in the wasteland. Reading, writing, some chemistry, but never how to, prom dance. Slow dance. Right. Show me. How? I will crush your feet if I dance wrong. Okay. I will try. Like this? What do you mean the man leads? What if the man does not know how to dance? You lead. Like this? Oh, sorry. I am heavy. I think I get it now. So, what is life like out there? I mean, old Chicago. I want to know what life is like in one of the cities that was spared the atomic bombs. I have never left San Sequestro. It sounds interesting, but I'm not sure if that world sounds right for me. But maybe it's different if you always lived there. I guess that world is coming to me, whether I like it or not. Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. This is a love song, but I never heard my parents say I love you to each other. I knew that they very much loved one another. It's just that barbarians had a different way of saying it. They would always say, until the next sunrise. Back then, none of us knew if we would live to see another year, or even another day. It was a way of telling somebody that they mean something special. That they're so important to you that you want them to carry on living, even if you die. You want them to live to see the next sunrise. Okay, I think I've had enough practice. Do you think that I can try leading the dance now? Okay. Let me put my hand here and... Hold on. It is my pager. It is Louis. I do not know why he is calling me so late. He must be angry that I razed another building. I have to go. I need to go home and call him from my line. I am very sorry. Thank you for the dance lesson. I will see you Monday.
Hey, it's you! Remember me? We haven't talked much since you started here a few weeks ago, but, you know, I thought I'd say hi. Have you and Crow been getting along in the downtime between missions? Oh, yeah, he's not gonna be in the office until later. Louis has him out at the police station giving testimony about your last mission. The police hate Crow, but they trust his testimonies. Probably because he doesn't know what lying is. Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted lunch. I usually bring some extra food for Crow. God knows what he would eat if he brought his own food. Probably, like, cat food or, like, a whole raw bear or something. Me? No, I'm not dating Crow. I love him, but, you know, not like that. He's like a little brother to me. If you can call him little. I've known him for over 2 years, and I've never seen him in a relationship with anyone. Although, he does talk about you a lot. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say he liked you. God, you should have seen him when we first found him. I used to work in recruiting, and Louis gave me the impossible job of finding a super genie as a hire for Pair M. I thought there was no way we'd find one until we did. I still remember it. 2 years ago.
The prisoner's here, Mr. Berglund, though I'm unsure why you want to see him so badly.
You're not going to believe it, but this is him. A real super genate.
No way this guy is superhuman. He looks like a homeless person or a wild animal.
I am not homeless. I live outside. Outside is home.
At least he can talk.
He is most definitely a super genate. We got reports of a single man attacking cargo trucks off of Westcliff Highway while they were moving at full speed, stealing the food inside. When we saw the damage, we thought there was no way just one person could do all that, but when we got there, sure as hell he was real. The only reason we were able to arrest him was because we shot him with enough tranquilizer darts to knock out 3 elephants. This is the second cell we've put him in. Pulled the bars off the first one like they were paperclips.
Who exactly is he, anyway?
I looked everywhere, but I couldn't find anything. No last name, no date of birth, no address history, nothing. I'm sure he's a wastelander, but they were all supposed to register with the census years ago.
Well, I guess this one didn't get the memo. When I investigated his attacks, we traced him back to a cave under the cliffside hoping to find information on his identity, and we got nothing. Just a rusty old car made of scrap parts, shotgun made of pipes, and some stray cats.
I'll pay his bail.
What? His bail is over $1 million.
I know. It'll be worth it. Hey, caveman, you paying attention?
No. I am thinking of a plan to break out of this cage.
You won't have to worry about that. I can make a deal with you. Sign this contract, and I'll bail you out of here. I'll get you the best lawyer in San Sequestro. We'll have your case dropped in no time.
I do not know what a lawyer is.
Lawyer means you don't get put back in the cage. Just sign here. You know how to do that, right? Just put your name here, and your whole life will change. Trust me. Crow. I like that name.
He's come a long way. I showed him how to fill out a rent application. It was a funny story. Actually, I...
Just follow the missions, Crow. There's no point in doing extracurriculars. We have enough on our plate.
But the Surge gang is wide open for attack.
Don't think about Surge. We get contracts, those contracts have targets. Those contracts pay our bills and your salary. Playing hero doesn't. You're a mercenary, not a superhero. Hey, sorry to interrupt you while you're having lunch with Danny, but I'm gonna need you in the conference room in a minute.
Oh, it's fine. It's all right. I'll have lunch with you some other time. All right. Good talking to you.
All right. I have bad news, good news, and more bad news. Bad news is we're one botched job away from losing our license to operate with lethal force, so please, no collateral damage and no burning down buildings. Got it? Good news is we have a major contract. It's being paid and joined by 3 major land developers. And they just want 1 single target taken down.
You forgot the other bad news.
That part. She's a super genet. At least on Crow's level, possibly more powerful. Bring her in dead or alive, it doesn't matter. But if we get this job finished, we'll be in the big leagues. I've already shared her location with Crow. You should get moving now. Her posse isn't likely to stay put for long. Oh yeah, one last thing. The target's name is Acid Rain.
Acid.
Is something wrong? You made a face.
Nothing. It is nothing. We will get going. There is no time to waste. Huh? That name, Acid Rain, it belonged to a member of my tribe, one of the gifted ones. But it can't be her. I thought she was dead. I saw her die. I was there. I do not know what we will do. If it is her, then we are in danger. I will talk more about it when we are in the car. I used to know her very well. She and I were close friends, ever since childhood. Her powers manifested before mine did. She was the most effective raider in our tribe, slayer of both beasts and enemies. I never faced her head on, but she is untouchable. I do not fully understand how her powers work, but she can absorb energy, create shields strong enough to stop bullets, and touching her shields causes unbelievable pain and we're taking her alive. I will not kill a Bright Sand. I will take the risk. Trying to kill her is pointless anyway. We will figure something out. Just be ready to adapt, and be ready to fight dirty. This road is near my tribe's old territory, the dead Sequoia forests. We will have to go off-road to reach our destination. Do not worry. I know this area. I will drive cautiously. Something seems different here. Almost as if someone... Landmine! Can you hear me? Are you awake? There. You're alive. I shielded your body from the blast, but I was afraid I was too slow. Okay. We need to evacuate. The odds are against us. We have no vehicle, and the explosion must have alerted the target to our location.
No fucking way. I can't believe they really sent Crow. I heard you were working for the Corpos, but this is unreal. So what? Are you gonna kill me?
The contract says dead or alive.
What do you think, boys? Looks like you're dead. Any last words? Well?
I invoke the tribal law of the Bright Sands to a challenge of single combat to first blood. If I win, you come with me. Quietly.
I haven't heard anyone invoke the tribal law in years. But I'll indulge you. And if I win?
Choose your stakes.
I stake the life of your partner. We'll be right back.